Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for November 30th, 2021. No matter how the new Omicron variant turns out, the World Health Organization would like to see more globalization when it comes to pandemics, specifically some sort of international accord to prevent, prepare, and respond to future outbreaks. A draft resolution stops short of calling for a treaty or legally binding instrument, but some are saying that's what's needed. Scientists are hard at work in South Africa trying to assess how well the vaccines work against Omicron. Right now, it's still unknown how well it can hide from immune defenses primed by vaccines. They'll not only test AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines, they'll also use plasma from recovered patients to gauge the risk of reinfection with Omicron after recovering from previous versions of the virus. Officials in New York City reinstated their mask advisory while indoors. That means places like grocery stores, building lobbies, and offices, regardless of vaccination status. Masks are still required for public transit, healthcare settings, schools, and congregate settings like churches. Omicron has not yet been detected in the city, but officials know it's only a matter of time. They're all mandated to get vaccinated, but which federal department do you think has the lowest vaccination rate so far? It's the U.S. Department of Agriculture at 86.1%, according to the White House. Next comes the Department of Veterans Affairs at 87.8% and the Department of the Interior at 88.3%. From the "it doesn't pay to think you're clever" department, a couple tried to escape the quarantine in the Netherlands after testing positive, but they got caught and are being held in forced isolation at a hospital. The pair fled the hotel where travelers who tested positive were staying after arriving in Amsterdam from South Africa and hopped a plane to Spain. Military police were there to greet them. With reporting still affected by the Thanksgiving holiday, in the United States, cases were up 3%, deaths are down 10%, and hospitalizations are up 11% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since November 3rd. The five states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Montana, West Virginia, Oregon, Michigan, and Kentucky. There are 9,467,489 active cases in the United States. The five states with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: New Hampshire, 49%, Massachusetts, 47%, Indiana, 45%, Michigan, 41%, and Illinois, 34%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Scurry, Texas; Mason, Michigan; Shiawassee, Michigan; Nottoway, Missouri; Houghton, Michigan; Sullivan, New Hampshire; Ionia, Michigan; Jackson, Michigan; DeKalb, Indiana; and Oceana, Michigan. There have been at least 776,639 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 72.7%, Rhode Island at 72.2%, and Maine at 72.1%. The bottom three vaccinating states are West Virginia at 41.5%, Wyoming at 45.3%, and Alabama at 46%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 59%. Globally, cases were up 14% and deaths were down 3% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are 20,242,995 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 69,498, the UK, 42,583, Germany, 42,582, Russia, 33,860, and Hungary, 27,830. There have been at least 5,199,349 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.